Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Minnesota law enforcement leaders are condemning federal immigration officers for targeting people of color. 5 years ago, Hennepin County Sheriff Dawana Witt says Minneapolis became ground zero for civil unrest with the murder of George Floyd, and law enforcement has been doing the hard work to rebuild community trust. She says what's happening now is stifling that progress.
This time, this moment, is the time to do what's right. We demand more from our federal government, more professionalism, more accountability, more humanity. We demand lawful policing that respects human dignity.
The group of sheriffs and police chiefs also says ICE's presence is impacting their brand as trusted law enforcement officials. Multiple sources are reporting Vice President J.D. Vance is scheduled to visit Minnesota tomorrow. It's believed the visit will include remarks in Minneapolis and a roundtable discussion with local leaders and community members. This comes as political tensions intensify over the presence of ICE in the state. Minnesota Agriculture Commissioner Tom Peterson says he's encouraged following a meeting with the Mexican consulate in St. Paul. Peterson says Mexico remains one of the top markets for Minnesota and U.S. ag exports.
Trying to, you know, continue to build that relationship, you know, Mexico for corn, ham, turkey, those are all top markets.
Peterson says the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement was also discussed, which aims to reduce or eliminate tariffs on most goods traded between the three countries. And former NFL sideline reporter Michelle Tafoya is running for the Republican U.S. Senate nomination in Minnesota. Tafoya filed federal election papers Tuesday. She's never run for office, but served as co-chair of Kendall Quall's Republican campaign for governor. Tickets are still available for Twins Fest 2026, Friday and Saturday at Target Field. Team spokesman Matt Hodson says this event connects generations of baseball fans.
We're going to have nearly 60 current, former, future Twins players here at Target Field this weekend. And you're talking Hall of Famers? Well, six of them, Burt Blyleven, Rod Carew, Joe Mauer, Paul Molitor, Jack Morris, Tony Oliva, they'll all be here.
Hodson says players and alumni will be mingling with fans at Twins Fest Live on Friday night, and events are planned all day on Saturday. And the Minnesota Wild closed out their three-game road trip with a disappointing 4-3 loss in Montreal. Cole Caulfield scored the game-winning goal for the Canadiens with 15 seconds left in regulation. Vladimir Tarasenko tied the game with 12:40 remaining in the third period. The Wild are back home Thursday to face the Red Wings. This is MNN.